Jeff Logman went in the film room today. And, Jeff, that difference was pretty apparent. And you hope that Blake grows the way you saw Rivers grow in his career as well.
Well, and you're talking about years. Let's take a look at the numbers. Philip Rivers had his 155th consecutive start. Blake Bortles, his 24th. And you can see the difference when you watch the film. And we'll start with Philip Rivers. Take a look at this play to where Antonio Gates is eventually his target, and he goes through all these gyrations to find out the coverage. And he knows what the coverage is because once he gets the ball in his hands, he's going to throw it to Antonio Gates. But let's take a look at the end zone. Watch Philip Rivers' eyes. Once he gets the ball in his hands, he's looking left, looking center, and knowing the entire time, because by the time he looks right, the ball is gone. That's what experience gives you in the red zone. Now let's take a look at Blake Bortles. Julius Thomas has an excellent move on the linebacker right here. A little stutter go. But the problem is the ball's not delivered in a timely fashion. And he ends up throwing it towards Mercedes for an incompletion. But let's look at the end zone and take a look at Blake's eyes. Because once he drops back, he looks right. And then he looks at Julius, but the problem is that once he stares at Julius, it draws the safety Eric Weddle. And then Eric Weddle takes him away from that play. If he had used his eyes to hold Weddle away, at this point, right here, going back to the sideline, taking another look, Julius was open.
Well, and everybody knows that in the red zone, the real estate gets smaller, so the windows get smaller. And with time and experience, Blake Bortles will find the precision, the timing, and the accuracy, and the knowledge that's required to be able to function at a high level in the red zone. And Sam, it just takes time and a little seasoning.